Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you'll probably be familiar with Gaelic script on the likes of the Book of Kells, but that uses the Latin alphabet. Prior to that, there was a distinct Irish alphabet that can still be found on Ouam stones. Dr. Nora White from Maynooth University is principal investigator on the Ouam in 3D project and joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Nora.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you describe for us what this alphabet looks like?
Well, it looks like basically lines on the stone. The lines are positioned on a stem line, which is very often the actual edge or angle of the stone. And the lines then are orientated either to the left or to the right or crossing the stem line diagonally, depending on which of the four groups the actual letter belongs to. So, for example, one line to the right is a B, two to the right is an L, one to the left is, possibly a H, and two to the left a D, and so on.
Mm. And so would they correspond to our alphabet now?
Only roughly, because the Ouam alphabet or the Ouam script was developed for the sounds of a very early form of the Irish language. So it only very roughly would correspond to, you know, the letter B, for example, would only roughly correspond to the sound.
It sounds much more work intensive to write this down. Is that why we only see it nowadays on stones?
Yes, it appears to have been devised for short inscriptions. For example, if you wanted to write an N or an R, you would have to use five lines. So five lines for each of those letters. So it would take up a lot more space and be a lot more work intensive than writing, say, an R, I suppose. So the script wasn't devised really for writing longer texts.
And the stones themselves are, generally speaking, are they headstones?
In the sense that they mark burials.
Mm.
Well, we presume so, but we haven't done enough work really on the archaeological aspect of Ouam. There hasn't been enough excavation carried out, modern excavation, to tell us definitively. So we just presume at this stage. And a lot of Ouam stones are found at or near early church sites. So it's quite possible that they are marking burials, but we don't have direct evidence at the moment for that. And a lot of Ouam stones as well were moved from their original location. Some of them were reused in buildings, constructions such as churches, and also underground souterrains. For example, in County Cork, an awful lot are used. Most of the Ouam stones from County Cork were found reused as building material in souterrains.
Do we know how many there are in Ireland?
There are roughly 360. New ones are found occasionally, mostly fragments. And we have quite a few that we're not sure they look like Ouam, but they don't actually, we can't interpret them because there isn't enough surviving. So we can't get a word. We can only get maybe possible letters. So it's hard to be sure. You know, lines on a stone can be a lot of things. So
yes,
it's hard
indeed
to be sure if it is actually Ouam, unless you get, you know, a text that's long enough that you can read a name or, you know, something like that. So.
But generally speaking, it seems to be just a name that's put on them.
Yes, it's almost all names. You sometimes just get a single personal name. Sometimes that will be followed by an early form of Mac, son of, and then you'll get the father's name. Sometimes they'll even add an early form of O, grandson, and then you'll get the grandfather's name.
Right. Okay. And is the point of the 3D project that you're going to make 3D maps, if you like, of all these stones?
Yes. Well, the project was ongoing for a few years, and we're currently out of funding. So we have we've over 150 now, maybe 170 or so of the Ouam stones recorded in 3D. And I suppose there's a few different reasons for that and ideas. I suppose it's to make them a bit accessible as well, because we're building a digital corpus where you have 3D models that are freely available online, so that people can have a look at stones. And because the script is on the angle of the stone and wraps around the angle of the stone, it really is a 3D script. So it can really only be properly seen using a 3D model rather than just a two-dimensional photograph.
Is it gone too far now, if you like, for us to be able to figure out the entirety of the old alphabet and what everything might mean?
Most of the Ohm letters or the sounds, we know, we're fairly sure of. There are three that there are question marks around. Basically, these sounds had been lost by the time they were writing in manuscripts. So we can't really recover those sounds. But the rest we do. So out of 20, there are three that we're not sure of.
Nora, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Dr. Nora White from Maynooth University and Principal Investigator on the OM in 3D project.
Moncrief on News Talk.